This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Phyla Hatch was born in Nashville, Tennessee on June 13, 1926, the child of innkeepers Sophia and Arthur Lee Rawlings. As a teen, she spent summers learning cooking skills from a Hungarian chef at the former Lookout Mountain Hotel in Chattanooga. In 1949, Phyla earned a degree in music from Ward Belmont College in Nashville and also a bachelor's degree in foods and nutrition from Vanderbilt University. In her 20s, Phyla became a flight attendant for American Airlines and Pan Am and flew international routes. In the late 1940s, that was considered a very glamorous job for young women. On her flight layovers, she was able to stay at some of the finest hotels in Europe and visit their kitchens, where she would ask their chefs to let her cook with them. Her success in gaining such access allowed her to learn techniques that gave her cooking a worldly touch. Combining her airline experience with her love of cooking, she developed one of the first in-flight catering manuals for the airline industry. When television arrived in Nashville in 1950, the newly created WSM Television Channel 4 needed programming. Within their first few months on the air, the station hired Phyla to create a culinary show, making her the first woman to host a TV show in the southern U.S. The program was called Kitchen College. In planning the 30-minute program, she chose as her assistant Martha Moorman, whom she called Miss Martha. Moorman was an African-American woman from Detroit who had previously worked as a maid at the television station. But Miss Martha became the first black woman to appear on television in the southern U.S. But Miss Martha became the first black woman to appear on television in the southern U.S. Phyla continued to work as a flight attendant, and during one of her Paris flight layovers, a young tobacco exporter visiting from the U.S. helped her with her luggage. He was a wealthy Sorbonne-educated businessman named Adolph Hatch Jr., who lived in Clarksville, Tennessee. 2 years later, he happened to see Phyla doing her cooking show on TV. After writing to her, they met, a romance was sparked, and in 1955, they married. Phyla Hatch authored 17 cookbooks in her lifetime, including recipe collections for Opryland USA, Cracker Barrel Restaurants, and the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville. She was known as the Grand Dame of Southern cooking, and counted Duncan Hines and Julia Child as two of her good friends. Phyla also catered events for the United Nations, U.S. mayors and governors, military personnel, celebrities, and even the wedding of Princess Diana. In her later years, she became interested in the plight of refugees from Iraq, Iran, and Kurdistan. Through Nashville's International Center for Empowerment, she helped organize a series of cooking classes for immigrants. Phyla Hatch died on December 2, 2015, at the age of 89. Here's a quote by Phyla Hatch that so elegantly sums up her extraordinary life. "My message in life is to keep it simple, to keep it beautiful, to keep it honorable, to keep it real."
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.